a POL somewhere there with a Rick store or something. That we should maybe. Of course we should. Have a character or some characters who are the super duper big colonizer corporate gods, capitalist, imperialist tops, big shots, big wigs, and they're there in their secret chambers, you know. We could actually have it. I think that would be good. And one of those buildings that you find in the City of London, that we were passing there, and I don't know if I saw it from the bus or from some picture. In any case, there are these buildings there that really seem to be made by and for those very big guys, and when you enter, there, well, you, first of all, you probably wouldn't be able to, but if you would be one of them, you would enter into a different world of luxury, of very old traditional world in there for only men, basically, probably, and super classy in the old English style, you know. And there they are, and maybe they're discussing the uprising that is going on against them all over the world, where the indigenous people, the people of Africa, the people of original people of America, and the people of Asia and South America, of course, in fact, all over the place are starting to gather. Demanding an end to their rule, so to speak, their exploitation and all that. And then you have one of them talking, and he's one of those, you know, British super lords or whatever. And he's looking there, maybe he's giving a PowerPoint presentation, something, showing images and talking to the other big boys. And there is a picture of there are several, maybe, pictures of the indigenous people, you know, these old American Indian man, wrinkled, and you can see his time and wisdom there in the lines of his face and all that kind of. And then they are talking about these people as we show the pictures and saying, you know, we need to take people out. I mean, I guess it's a time for that now. Take people out of that romantic, sentimental dream. Of course we respect everyone, even these old obsolete cultures, but that's what we just, they just have to accept that they are obsolete. We all know and accept there's something called human progress, evolution. And they are, they are part of the history of that evolution. I mean, let's get over it. It's just the fact. They talk like that. Maybe we have ladies there too. Or maybe, in that case, I thought about the girl from, thank you for your cooperation, but maybe she doesn't fit in there. Maybe it's Rick, who somehow or other ends up there. Or maybe we are not in one of those places, but somewhere up there in the top in America. So maybe that's even better, because then we, because I got this idea from a photograph I saw of indigenous American people. So we could keep it there. But something like that. And they talk. And then Rick is sitting there. I don't know what he's going to do. He's probably not there invited to speak or so, but to more be maybe part of the big boys club as an intellectual, more like a like an entertainer. Or, look here, we have this big brain here. But they all look a little bit down on him. These intellectuals, well, you know how they are. So anyway, can build on that.